They remember about the fish in Mitzrayim. So now the question is, what happened all of a sudden? They had the craving for the fish in Mitzrayim. How come? So let's say somebody happened to be Baruch Alechem in prison. So he says, you know, they used to give such a delicious sushi in the prison. Make sense? No? Why? Why does it make sense? Why? No, he says the sushi in the prison was very, very good sushi.
In the prison?
Yeah. So that's what the Am Yisrael said. Tezacharnu et adagah shenochal b'mitzrayim. They said, the fish that they gave us in Mitzrayim, we remember. What does it remember? That means it's under the taste under their tongue.
Nothing's ever good in prison.
Sorry?
Nothing is ever good in prison.
So that means, no, it was very tasty, but does it, is it worth to be in prison and have good sushi?
No.
Is it worth it to be in prison and give you good sushi? No? You sure?
Yeah.
So in Mitzrayim, if they were torturing them, okay, let's say, but it was not so. But still, if they say they fish, they enjoyed it, so what? So now here, the psychology behind it is very interesting. That we don't mind, like let's say, how do you feel about it? You know, it was like this, it was good, this, you know, didn't work out, things like that. What does that mean? So it means sometimes, like, out of the whole circumstances, you see 20, 30% good, right? So now, what do you mean? So have 70% didn't make sense, it's not good. So what does it mean? Is 30 good, 70 not good? Yeah? Again, sushi is good, prison is no good, what does it mean? If prison is no good, so anything they give you there is no good. You follow? No? You don't?
No.
Why, it's so too complicated?
You could still enjoy the sushi even wherever you are.
I know, but again, is it worth it to be in the prison and eat sushi? That's the point, the whole point. It's very logical, no? You don't need... It's not logical? So what is it? It's wisdom. But you don't need to be wise to understand this. But the point matter here is, like say, if there's a relationship that, you know, you see it doesn't work out, or for, you know, there's two different people. So you cannot say, no, this part is good, I like that part, you know. Because there's a famous saying, they say, marriage is not a hospital, because people go to the hospital to become well. So marriage is not a hospital. You have to be well to get married. You follow? You follow? So here is an unbelievable thing. He says, oh, Zaharno. What Zaharno? Oh, you're being tortured. What do you think about the past? Huh? What are you thinking about the past? See, that's the mentality that unfortunately we all have. We say, it wasn't that bad, so this. But that's not true. It's not true at all. And that Torah should come and tells us, Ribbono Shel Olam got angry at them. So what's the big deal? You know, okay, they had a craving for the fish. Hashem said, I took you out. I took you out of the slavery. Now you're thinking about the fish? You follow? So the purpose here is that Hashem expected to erase it. It's like they didn't exist. Didn't exist. But if you keep thinking about it, so then Chas v'Shalom, you're draining yourself and you become paralyzed, you cannot go on. And then Chas v'Shalom destroy your life. What fish? You're out of the jail. Now you're thinking about sushi? You're not supposed to be there. And that's what the whole beautiful point here is. That sometimes, it's nobody's fault. But that's how it is. So you have to go on. And is that a shame? Good news is going to come out very soon. For